Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with them. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's for a toddler or teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because young children who grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stand a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with others in their life. If you know someone who can benefit with this message, please share it with them. So today I'm going to be talking about how to get the first 3 years of your baby's life right. Yes, you heard that right. How to give your baby the best start in life. So if you've been following me, you will know, you will know that our theme for the month of June is on newborn. So today I'll be talking about how to get the first 3 years of your baby's life right. I think making sure you get the first 3 years of your baby's life right will make your parenting journey a bit easier, since studies have shown that the brain cells are formed, 85% to 90% of brain cells are formed by age 3. I'm not saying easy as in everyday life will be easy, because we know it's not that simple. For one, children will always be children, and life happens. What I'm trying to say is that getting to know your child and him knowing you in the first 3 years of their life will create a wonderful bond that will last for the rest of their lives. I know you may be wondering, how do I do this? The simplest answer is this: just be present. Be present, be there. I will elaborate more as we go on. But I will start by telling you about two different types of parenting. Of course, there are more than two types of parenting, but I will only talk about two today. And I will call them the doers and the talkers. Of course, no one teaches us how to be a parent, really. I'm sure if you're like me, you may have read dozens of parent books, listened to hundreds of parenting podcasts like this one, and so on. But yet, you're still not sure how to parent your child, and you're still struggling. I'm not here to tell you that parenting is easy. I have the solution. Not at all. Not. Remember this, there is no perfect parent anywhere. I'm not one. I'm just trying every day to be intentional. But the difference between just your average parent, the talkers, and the intentional parent, the doers, are... Okay, read the following two descriptions and decide which one you think is closest to you. The doer. I'll start by talking about the doers. They learn, relearn, act on what they learn about parenting. They are willing to learn and use what they learn in their day-to-day parenting. They love their children unconditionally, no matter what they do. They don't give children silent treatment. They don't, after telling the children or giving them consequences, they don't keep talking about the same thing or making the child feel bad. They don't do that. They love their children unconditionally, and they let them know. They tell them, I love you no matter what you do. I do that with my son all the time. He knows that no matter what he does, I will still be his mom. I will love him unconditionally, and I will not love him because he does what I ask him to do. I will still love him even if he doesn't do what I ask him to do. That's what they call unconditional love. But it's really hard to do, especially when they don't listen to you or when they did something bad and they get into trouble. We told our love. Good parents don't do that. You need to love them beyond what they're doing, because what they're doing is just an event. It's not them. And the doers are always there. They're present in the child's life. They're there every day, every step of the child's life. They respect their kids' needs by giving them control and choices appropriate to their age and stage of development. They respond to their kids most times. They don't react to their kids' behavior. They respond with kind words, with calmness. They are conscious of how they treat and talk to their kids. When they make mistakes, they apologize to their kids. Those are the doers. They try to set clear rules and expect them to be met. They accept what they do not know every time. Everything. They accept what they do not know. They accept that they do not know everything and that they are not too big to learn from their kids. They only use positive methods and praise to encourage behaving well, showing disapproval, but never use harsh punishment. They connect before they correct. When they get it wrong, they try again the next day. They are willing to put effort in. They are active parents in their children's life, both in school and in their personal life. Those are the doers. The talkers now, I'm talking about the talkers. They may sometimes read parenting books or even listen to some parenting advice and podcasts like this one, or even talk to friends about it that they're going to change, but they won't act on what they've read or listened to. They have a lot of strict rules. They use physical punishment to control their kids. They still believe kids are to be seen, not to be heard. They withhold their love when their kids misbehave. They react most of the time to what their kids do. They think they know everything. They tell the kids, do what I say, don't do what I do. They don't have the time to spend with their kids at all. They punish harshly and smack them often. So which type of parent are you, guys? Which type of parent are you? Okay. I'm sure you... The truth, if you want to be honest here, is that you're probably a bit of each of parent, depending on the circumstance. You may recognize any ideal sort of parenting. Keeping both children and parents happy and having the best chance of children behaving well is the first type. So, the first example is called positive parenting. Those are the parents that are positive all the time. But it can be hard to keep it up all the time. I know this. Of course, no parent is perfect. But the focused effort to meet your children's need will have a long-lasting effect on them. Yeah. So, There are some quick tips. On how to get the first three years of your baby's rights. The first thing I'm going to say is to be present in their life. Be there as a baby. Be there. It doesn't matter if they can't talk yet. Sit, lie with them, help them, be with them. Just children doesn't really need talking anyway. They can hear you. They can feel it. They can sense your vibes every time. So just being there alone is fine. Action is much better than doing anyway with kids. When they're playing, lie next to them. Even my 17-year-old would still come and lie on the bed with me and we talk, we gist. When he play games, he can play his music, listen to his music, even though he's loud. I just want to, when he comes to me or sit next to me, I know he just want that bond again, or you just want to be around me, which is really beautiful, because is 17. Before you know it, he wouldn't be doing that anymore. So I appreciate that a lot and I cherish it. I leave everything I'm doing. It's not easy, but I do it on purpose because he wanted me at that time and I just stay there. We don't need to say anything. That's why it's hard for some parents to talk to their kids, especially when they're teenagers, because they don't have that bond from little. They don't know how to talk to children because they don't start from when they were baby. So your teenager now is just in his own world. You don't know what to say to him. You're just backing others on them. You don't know how to talk to them. So if you're a new parent, if you're a new mom, please get it right the first 3 years. It's very crucial. Be there. Play with your baby. Think about how you respond to your baby and be aware of their needs all the time. Read about brain development. There are so many books written about this topic. So my new parenting book will be out soon. I will explain more in depth about brain development, okay? So here are my advice for new moms. Your baby, it will cry a lot during the first 3 months or so. Please, anytime they cry, pick them up. Don't let them cry it off. It's not their fault. They have colic. Most times it may be their digestive system that is worrying them. Don't deny your baby that touch and your comfort at those early years of their life, because it's important. Respond to your child's need and be aware of those needs, please, parent. Because at this time, it's all about your baby. It's all about your baby. So what lesson have we learned today? We've learned to give your children the gift of happiness. Be present, even if you can't verbally communicate. That's not even important. Just be there. And the last thing I will say is that if you don't remember anything I've said so far, please remember this. Just be present in your child's life, especially in their formative years of 0 to 3. If you get the first 3 years right, you can relax, because the first 3 years are crucial. Thanks for listening. This is Olu. And don't forget to join us on our Positive Parenting with Olu. We share a lot of positive parenting techniques on that on Facebook and on Instagram. Thank you and bye.